Hurricane Michael strengthened so rapidly ahead of its landfall that it left many who hadn't planned to evacuate little time to do so.
There was limbs falling everywhere, and it scared me for a second.
Liberty and Calhoun counties are neighboring areas that both dealt with their own challenges. Jamie White has lived in the city of Bristol, situated in northwest Liberty County, her whole life. She rode out the storm in nearby Hosford.
But when we came home that morning to see everything, it was just so devastating. Just looking at our little town, and it took on so much, and it was just so unexpected.
At the time of that interview, it was White and her family's 9th day without power. At the Liberty County Emergency Operations Center, outside help was brought in to manage recovery efforts. Ken Parks, an incident commander from Montana, flew in the day after the storm.
So we're still hovering around 60 to 70% without power at this time. We've slowly been increasing that number.
Power losses were severe and widespread, with several counties reporting outages near 100%. Food options became scarce. Claire Martin, who works with Christian Aid Ministries, drove straight to Florida with a caravan of volunteers the day Michael hit.
There's a lot of elderly people who don't have power for their oxygen and all the different needs they have. We see so much of that where the electric's a big deal, and when that goes, we just lose so much.
After the interview, Martin said he was going to offer condolences to a Bristol resident who lost her husband for that very reason.
As a matter of fact, after we're done, I'm going to the funeral. And she lost her husband because he needed pacemaker help and couldn't get it because it wasn't an emergency. And he was an elderly gentleman, passed away.
The death toll from Hurricane Michael in Florida stands at about 50. In the hurricane's aftermath, students in the region in some cases had to miss nearly a month of school. Another problem that could plague the region for years to come is the resulting loss of natural resources. Florida's Department of Agriculture says about $1.3 billion worth of timber has been damaged by Hurricane Michael. That loss is spread over 3 million acres of forest. And to residents of northwest Florida counties where the timber industry is crucial, the loss has some feeling uneasy.
80% of our income around here is timber driven.
Steve Bailey lives in Calhoun County. A lifelong resident of the region, Bailey is also a former Bluntstown City Council member.
They're talking about pulling the mills out now because for the next 30 years they will have no wood here. There's not a planted pine in probably 50 miles from here that's not laying over.
Bailey says he already knows of timber workers in the area eyeing a move, and some have already left.
There's $100 million worth of damage to the mill in Panama City. They're not rebuilding. There's no wood to take to it. So we've got a lot of guys here that are just going to move probably for the next year to try to find work and come back whenever they can find something here.
In hard-hit Bay County, housing remains scarce. The area was without phone service for weeks. Even today, internet is spotty and debris piles line the roads, many of which are unrecognizable. Further south toward the coast in Franklin County's tiny East Point community, residents banded together to help feed each other. During recovery, the Big Top supermarket grilled up the last of its chicken while on generator power. One man who goes by the name Padge was picking up a meal with his son.
Parents live right on the water, and they lost the bottom part of their house.
Okay. Have you been in contact with them?
Yes. Well, I went by their house the other day. Actually, yesterday I've been going by there checking on them. It's a little surreal. You'd be going out, walking up their driveway, and you'll find a picture that you've seen before. You're like, oh, well, I remember that. And it's out in the yard floating wet. When you start walking away, you find another picture. Just so much stuff, you just can't absorb it all in at one time.
To help recovery in the long term, a coalition led by former state politicians called Rebuild 850 was formed. It brings together a number of agencies and organizations to help assist the region in rebounding from an estimated $4.5 billion in insurance losses. Recovery could take years. Neighbors helping neighbors became a common scene in many Panhandle counties. For some, like Calhoun's Steve Bailey, the experience became something spiritual. Bailey spent his days after the hurricane helping feed his community.
You know, I'm not going to make religion in this, but I haven't seen God in the church in a long time. I've seen him on this corner for a week now, a solid week.
For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.